All right, dummy coding. That should be a one. I don't know where the hell the two came from. Wrong finger. We're going to need one coding since there's one degree of freedom. Whatever group or condition we're going to call the control or the comparison gets coded one. And the treatment or the target group gets coded zero. So conceptually speaking, we have a group one and a group two. We've decided group two is going to be the comparison group. Group one gets recoded to have a value one for the dummy code. Group two gets recoded to have a value of zero. Now here's something you have to know. We're going to start using SPSS GLM. Same thing we've been doing for factorials all along. GLM always uses this coding system where the highest coded group gets made the comparison group. Okay? It does that without your asking, and you can't change it. The highest coded group gets a zero as the comparison group. And you have to know that's how the coding is done so that you can properly interpret the output.
Gets zero as
the comparison group? The comparison group gets coded zero. Not missing, not gone, just zero, which means comparison group. The other group gets a one, which means it's the treatment or the target group.
So the target group
gets one.
Okay, I don't know why.
So, for several participants, person one is in group one and so gets a dummy code of one. Can I help?
Yeah, you said it backwards and then, okay, never mind. Okay, we're going to go off the slide.
The higher coded group gets coded zero. Is that what I said?
That's what you said. Yeah, but I think you said it backwards for treatment versus control.
Yeah, with just...
The treatment group gets the one, right?
Well, okay. Theoretically, we typically make the treatment group one and the control group zero.
Right.
Now, put theory aside, now we're talking about what SPSS does.
Okay.
No matter what you think about these as comparison and control group, whatever is the higher coded group is going to be turned into the comparison group when it makes a dummy code. And so if this is your control group and this is your treatment group, SPSS is going to do the backwards of what you intend.
Why I was just confused.
Okay, so this is what we usually do. This is actually doing it. The other part was a reminder of what SPSS does. The highest coded group, no matter what that group means or represents to you, the highest coded group will get turned into the comparison group by SPSS. And so, usually, you make one, the treatment group, two, the control or comparison group, and when SPSS does its coding, you and it agree. The problem is a lot of people get in the habit of making the higher coded group the treatment group. So this would be comparison and treatment, and then SPSS is not doing what you do, and the regression weight will be backwards from what you expect. A higher mean difference will be shown by a negative weight. Okay? So you just got to make sure that you and SPSS agree what the hell you're trying to do. Okay? So here's a small data set. Person number one is in group number one and so would get a dummy code value of one. And this is the variable that's going to go into the analysis. Person number two is also in group one, so gets dummy coded one. Person number three is in group two, and so according to that, is going to get turned into a dummy code of zero. Person four, like person three, is in group two, gets a dummy code of zero. How are we doing? So there's what you want to do, and there's what SPSS is going to do, and when you put your values in, make sure you all agree. Interpretations for dummy codes. For a bivariate regression, R squared is the effect size, F is the significance test of a group difference. A is the mean of the comparison or control condition. See, with dummy codes, A tells us something. It's the value when X equals zero. When does X equal zero? When you're in the comparison group. So A, the constant, tells us the mean of the comparison group. B tells us the size and direction of the Y mean difference between the groups. Because B is always expected change in Y for a one unit increase in X. The only way you can increase in X is to go from being in a comparison group coded 0 to the treatment group coded 1. So that 1 point increase in X leads to the expected mean difference in Y between the groups. And the t-test of the regression weight is a test of whether the mean difference is significant. So A is the mean of the control group, B is the mean difference between the groups, the test of B is a test of a significant mean difference. Make sense? Sure. A is the mean of the comparison group, B is the mean difference between the comparison and the treatment group, the significance test of B is the significance test of the mean difference. Everything's the same in multiple regression, except when we interpret the regression weight, we now say holding all the other variables in the model constant. A is still the predicted value of Y if all predictors equal 0. So if you're in the comparison group and all your other predictors have a value of 0, that's your expected score. Correlation. R tells the direction and strength of the predictor-criterion relationship, and it tells which coded group has the larger mean, and the significance test of R is the significance test of a mean difference. Now, when you have bivariate regression, the F-test, the T-test of the regression weight, and the correlation are all exactly the same test. They'll get exactly the same p-value. If you square this t, you will get that f. And both of them will have the same test as the r.